It's 7:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Very special edition here of Live and Local. With me today, the Senior Vice Chancellor of UNO, Dr. Sasha Kopp, has joined us today. And thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me here.
I appreciate you coming in. And I do want to talk about Dr. Gold's investiture today, which is a very, very, very large event, and also a program that you have at UNO, which is very interesting. But quite frankly, every day we talk about the importance of public radio in one's life, and I would like you to share why NPR radio is so important in your life.
Oh, well, I've been listening to public radio since I was a kid. And actually, as I was just relaying, I met my wife on public radio, WBEZ in Chicago, when she and I were answering the phones for a pledge drive back in 1992. So I'm always thankful to public radio and thankful for what's meant for our family.
Absolutely. So volunteerism works.
Volunteerism works. And, you know, and trying to have a smile while you're answering the phone.
That's right. Very good. Just briefly, you're brand new to Omaha. You came in this summer. Where'd you come in from?
I came in from the New York metro area. I was serving at one of the state universities of New York out on Long Island at Stony Brook, New York.
Okay, very good. Now, Dr. Gold, his investiture is today. It's a public event and rather a big deal. And he's one of the reasons why you chose to come here, correct?
Absolutely. Dr. Gold's been a really exciting leader in higher education. And with this installation this afternoon, he now serves as the chancellor not only of the University of Nebraska Medical Center, but also the UNO campus. And that's a really exciting partnership and opening up a lot of possibilities for us as a public research university here in the metropolitan Omaha area.
UNMC already world-renowned for their Ebola unit that is really second to none on the planet and making strides. I know Dr. Dan Merman doing some great work with respect to Alzheimer's research. We've spoken to Dr. Merman before on this very show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of innovation going on and really the goal to be at the forefront of medical science?
Certainly. And for the UNO campus to be at the forefront of engaged research across the entire metropolitan community, one of the things we talk about ourselves is how we engage with either corporate partners or community partners or government partners. And we're really proud of the fact that we seek out these kinds of partnerships because it enriches what our students have available to them as learning opportunities, whether it's in internships in museums or it's working with Stratcom or it's working with the local schools. That's a really exciting part about the opportunities we offer students at UNO.
Sure, and actually goes hand in hand with the city of Omaha and its vision to keep local talent local and grow.
Absolutely. UNO is so exciting because it's grown with the city of Omaha and vice versa, and we are excited to be part of that growth and contribute to the workforce of this area and Nebraska. And we just are so grateful for the partnership of the community and many philanthropists and organizations in the community that help us enrich our programs at the university.
One of the big ideas you have here is the UNO's completion imperative, the shared commitment to making sure that every student who starts at UNO completes their academic journey. And as a former student of Drake University and a graduate eventually, mm-hmm. but I did take 21 years. I went the long way.
We like to go a little shorter than that.
But yeah. Right. So what do you think about that? I mean, how does that come about? How does that manifest itself in helping these kids stay on track and get through school?
Well, one of the really exciting parts about public higher education is that we are serving students of all different stripes. And many of the students I've met here since my time coming to Omaha are returning students. Many are students who are coming back who are still in the workforce but looking for extra credentials. Many are first-time freshmen at 18 and coming out of the Omaha Public Schools. So we are really working hard to meet students where they're at. In part, that means developing programs that are online that allow students to continue working while they're also pursuing higher education. In other cases, it means residential campus living. And we're very proud of the evolution of all the residence opportunities on campus. So it means a lot of things, but it means really trying to meet students of tomorrow and not just thinking of this as 1950s classic small college. This is a very dynamic university trying to serve a broader community of not only just Omaha, but the entire state.
Today's ceremony, Dr. Gold's investiture, what can we expect?
Well, you'll expect a lot of folks who will be visiting the campus and expressing their support for the university and Dr. Gold, because what you'll see is all those partnerships that I alluded to in the faces of the people on stage, whether it's our elected officials, the regents from across the state, the many community partners. I think you can expect to see a lot of excitement and a lot of gratitude from the university for all that partnership. And you'll expect to see a lot of optimism. One of the things that drew me to come to UNO is Dr. Gold's a big thinker, and he likes to challenge us with big vision and what can we do that will make us even better.
He's the Senior Vice Chancellor at UNO, Dr. Sasha Kopp. Thank you so much for stopping in. Real pleasure to meet you. Morning Edition continues.